It's Wednesday, September 7th, 2016 AD. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes. I'm Adam McManus. Muslim gunmen set fire to a Christian university in Tanzania run by the Evangelical Lutheran Church before killing a security guard and seriously injuring 2 students on September 2nd. Christian Headlines reports that this follows the merciless executions by Al-Shabaab militants of 150 people last April at Garissa University in northeastern Kenya. Survivors witnessed the attackers stalking classrooms and dorms, hunting for Christians for point-blank executions during a 13-hour killing spree. It's not something that you're going to hear from the President of the United States, but in a recent address to Jewish students, Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu encouraged them to, quote, study the Bible, unquote. In a video obtained by CBN News, the Prime Minister with his Education Minister Naftali Bennett recommended more serious study of the Bible in public schools. As Jesus Christ said in John 17, sanctify them in the truth. Your word is truth. The Heritage Foundation reports on the status of United States federal courts. Before President Barack Obama took office, only 7% of U.S. appeals courts were controlled by liberals. After 55 nominations, 70% of the courts are controlled by Obama liberals, according to the report. Donald Trump tops Hillary Clinton 45-43% in a new CNN survey. Libertarian Gary Johnson stands at 7% among likely voters, and the Green Party's Jill Stein at just 2%. And yesterday, Donald Trump obtained the endorsement of 88 retired U.S. generals and admirals, including 4 4-star and 14 3-star flag officers. Hillary Clinton had a coughing fit that racked her voice at the beginning of her Labor Day speech. Clinton took several swigs from a tall glass of water during a 4-minute coughing spell, prompting MSNBC to cut away from the live feed. More questions continued to arise concerning her fitness for the presidential office. Ecclesiastes 9 says, for man also knows not his time, as the fish that are taken in an evil net. So are the sons of men snared in an evil time, when it falls suddenly upon them. Fox News host Greta Van Susteren, a Scientologist, will depart Fox News after 14 years with the network. Fox News has also announced that Brit Hume, who happens to be a Bible-believing Christian, will take over as the new host of On the Record. The Affordable Care Act may not be all that affordable after all. USA Today reports that insurers are bailing out of Obamacare all over the country, and those that are staying are jacking up rates because they say not enough healthy people with low health care costs are paying into the system, making it unsustainable. Anthony Hopp, vice president of Samaritan Ministries, explains that it's not just the skyrocketing cost of Obamacare that's problematic.
For the person of faith, there's the fact that the dollars are very often going toward the supporting of unbiblical practices. And so, yeah, I would say that there's obviously a lot of discontent with far more than just the cost. In addition to practices that violate one's faith, there's also the issue of being able to see the provider of your choice.
Samaritan members help each other cover medical costs with what turns out to be 1/3 the cost of Obamacare insurance plans. Listeners may learn more at SamaritanMinistries.org. She surprised everybody. Due to retina detachments at the age of 8, McLean Hermes is completely blind in her right eye and can only see like through a straw in her left eye, according to Christian Headlines. Nonetheless, Hermes is a talented swimmer and at 15 is the youngest member of Team USA's Paralympic team. Her motto, a reflection of her Christian beliefs, is swim by faith, not by sight, a reference to 2 Corinthians 5:7. She and her father, Matt, founded Shoes for the Souls in 2009, collecting over 15,000 pairs of shoes, which they've donated to the Atlanta Mission. This past week, 16-year-old homeschooler Grant Carson sat down for an interview with Graham Ledger of One America News. While he may not be old enough to vote, this past April, Carson challenged his California representatives to help rein in the federal government.
Government is out of control, which is self-evident with its astronomical spending, $19-plus trillion debt, overregulation, and interference with the states, including California. Such issues as jobs, health care, education, natural resources, water rights, federal lands, and security all come to mind where Washington, D.C. continues to overstep its constitutional bounds.
16-year-old Alex Hernandez is totally deaf. So when high school bullies in Omaha, Nebraska threw his backpack in the toilet, which contained his backup cochlear implant battery, along with his tablet and debit card, it was especially hurtful. His homework was also ruined in the ordeal. So Alex's friends set up a GoFundMe page to help him replace his damaged items. And within 3 days, they surpassed their $800 fundraising goal. And that's the worldview in 5 minutes. On this Wednesday, September 7th, in the year of our Lord, 2016, invite your friends to listen to this unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.